All right, here we go, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Title of tonight's show, Ukraine is back in the news. We'll get to that in just a second. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Neanderthal Soup, I see you right there. Jeannie Malfeasy, Hanslick Donovan, Scott Alot, D9597, Richard Prairie 49, Salty Gonads, Horror Hotel, Nitsua 99, Dave Souders, Dave Armstrong, Wreck, Gritterdom, Why Not Me? Let me see. Lizzie 859, Sunwoo 45, The Great T1's AU, something like that. I just lost. Oh, there I am. Mike Griffiths on, Dana 59, Kept Guy 1, Mobeta 01, Judy Anita, Hot Shot Insights, Big Jim Go Blue, 23 Justin Blake, Kathy 1604, Neon Widow, Sexy Pony, Laura Jean Lynn, A. Wethy is on, BP2 Tim 17, Buckeye Nut 1968, Total G Word, Milwaukee James, App Seeks Truth, Confederate 1, Snod Dodd 311, Naz Yeager's on, I'm seeing anybody, Hot Shot Insights, C. Suff is on, John Phillips 1973 is on, Q13013 is on. Let's see, Conservative Waffles on. I'm looking for everybody. Leon Fish Puppy, there's somebody I haven't seen yet. Tim L. T-Bird is on. L. Carl 111, L. Carl 11, 11 Carl 11 is on. SCWA Ratcliffe 1965 is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you, each and every one of you. Hope you're doing good. Things are going great. Not perfect, but things are going great. And the Biden administration is trying to put a little kink in the chain here. It's not overly little. You can put the first one up for me, Brent. Ukraine pops back in the news. Weird this wasn't covered more than it was. It's kind of weird because Alex Jones jumped all over this on Sunday afternoon. This is one of the biggest news stories, really, I want to say pretty much ever, but definitely during the Biden administration. Probably the biggest news story in the Biden administration, in my opinion. Maybe if there was other like really radical abortion things, put abortion more on top of that because of the loss of life. But this is absolutely huge news. And it was weird not hearing it covered much at all today. And I checked. And I checked what I listened to. I checked what I watched. It was covered more yesterday. And there's back and forth on Twitter yesterday over it. But not much coverage at all today, which is actually stunning considering the implications behind all this. So Wall Street Apes tweet. Joe Biden authorized U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine for strikes inside Russia. Does everyone realize that that was never allowed before and has never been allowed ever before? I mean, this is absolutely usually like, no, you're talking about the British missiles, you know, several months ago. Joe Biden never, and let me make all this clear, Britain is fine with its missiles being shot into Russia. And what I'm talking about are long-range missiles. I'm talking about missiles that are, I'm not talking about artillery. I'm talking about missiles here. I mean, absolutely blow up a block sort of deals. I'm bunker buster style missiles. I'm talking about missiles that, you know, I'm talking about mass collateral damage missiles. This is not artillery or anything like that. So I want to make sure everything on this is clear. Now, what this is about, and by the way, Germany also has said it was okay for the Ukraine to use their high-tech missiles, shooting them deep into Russia. Now, part of why you saw, and I hate to go over this again because we've already gone over it before, but part of the reason why you're seeing Vladimir Putin go deeper in the Ukraine than initially planned is because of this. And then, and again, immediately when you start talking about this and you don't jump on the Zelensky is the second coming of Churchill train, everybody calls you a Putin sympathizer and a lover of Vladimir Putin. It's got absolutely nothing to do with that. Vladimir Putin is an authoritarian dictator who's not as bad as the dictator, the authoritarian dictator that rules over Ukraine. There's still a church in Russia, but the Russian Orthodox Church has been removed from Ukraine. Ukraine pushes the same radical LGBTQ agenda as the Democratic Party. That's not done in Russia. The spokesperson for the Ukrainian military was an American man dressed up as a woman. That does not happen in Russia. That would never happen in Russia. Ukraine is completely cashless and going to a Chinese CCP PLA-style social credit system, Russia would never do that. Ukraine is a globalist sort of CIA cutout state. And of course, Russia is its own sovereign nation. It doesn't mean that you are a Putin sympathizer or love Vladimir Putin to say that which is true. Part of the reason why they have pushed so hard, Russia's pushed so far into Ukraine, even going past Luhansk and Donetsk, is because of this. They want to get to the place where ballistic missiles cannot reach them from a demilitarized zone or from Ukrainian territory, because they know that eventually NATO, in violation to everything, please understand this. The reason why this war is in place is because NATO, i.e. the United States, i.e. Obama, basically Jimmy Carter, the Bushes, I don't know about Reagan, and definitely not Donald Trump, have violated everything they ever said they would do or not do with Russia. Everything they told Russia they would not do, they've done. Everything that they said that they would do, they didn't do. So this is what has caused this war. Again, does that mean that you're in support of Vladimir Putin? Absolutely not. 600,000 Ukrainians have been killed in this, and the Ukrainians have lost every battle. So part of the reason why they have to push so far into Ukraine is so that ballistic missiles like Tomahawks cannot reach them. Yeah, this is the real deal. This is the real stuff here. This isn't, again, this is not artillery being shot out of a cannon. It's the real deal stuff. All right, go back to my slide. I got to read more of that. So here it is. So this was, again, you had the Storm Shadow missiles from Britain that they all were talking about. You had Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Great Britain, and Biden meeting. And Biden would never actually grab a hold of that. He would never actually own that. He was kind of letting Britain say, we'll let our Storm Shadow missiles go in. And then Germany said they do the same thing. But we never have done any of those things, because you know what? It's kind of a problem when you're going to give Ukraine long-range Tomahawk ballistic missiles to shoot deep into Russia, where you could blow up literal blocks at a time of Moscow. And you know, you may not want to do that when Russia has enough nukes to, I mean, does everyone realize that right now there's 20 Russian nuclear submarines in the Gulf of Mexico? Didn't you know that? Do you know that? I didn't know that. I found that out yesterday. There's approximately 20 in the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, you know where the Gulf of Mexico is? Right here. Right behind me. That's where the Gulf of Mexico is. There's about 20 off of the Atlantic coast also. 20 or 30 or more off the Pacific coast. And that Russia has the ability via hypersonic technology to reach us in less than 60 seconds. Is anybody aware of that? But with a nuclear warhead. Does anybody know that? And you have all of these idiots like Sean Penn, Krasenstein. This is a great move. And by the way, the Warhawk side of the Rhino Republican Party. All think this is great. You might not want to be. Now, here's the thing. You're like, well, Ukraine will be shooting them. Here's the problem. Ukraine isn't going to be shooting them. You know why? Because we already covered it on the show. They don't have the ability to shoot them. It would take us a decade and a half to install them and train them how to shoot these things. They don't have the ability to shoot them. So Vladimir Putin, which we'll get to all this, I'm kind of jumping way ahead of myself, as usual. But Vladimir Putin has already acknowledged, I know that Ukraine can't shoot them. Aaron could shoot them if he was working for the Defense Department, could shoot them from his desk. I'm not kidding. Using satellite technology, that's how they get shot. Ukraine does not have the ability to do that. They don't have the technology to do it. These are manufactured in the United States, assembled in France, and then would have to be transported. Everybody hear that, right? Manufactured in the United States, assembled in France, and then transported and installed in Ukraine, and then fired by Americans. I mean, what on earth are people thinking? Getting involved in a 1,000-year Slavic conflict where Luhansk and Donetsk and Crimea, the breakout provinces, have gone back and forth and back and forth from one warlord after another. And now we're going to get involved and endanger the United States of America. And what's so funny is, again, it's like what I said about Mike Johnson and the debt, when Mike Johnson continues to agree one time after another to approve and even through backdoor deals facilitate omnibus spending packages that vastly inflate our currency. Does he not realize that when my dollar is meaningless, his dollar is meaningless? So correlate, Tom. Well, yeah, I'm correlating is this. Do you not realize that if a nuclear war starts, Brian Krasenstein, Eddie Krasenstein, MSNBC, and even those that think they're going to survive this in a bunker, that you're dead too? Oh, we won politically. Arr, like a sheep, like a seal. Arr, we won politically. You're dead too. Listen, by the way, everybody's dead. All the presidential candidates are dead. The current president, the vice president, everybody's dead. Like, no, they'll be under bunker. You can stay under bunker for 30 days. You know what you got to come out to? A nuclear winter. A full global thermal nuclear war between Russia and the United States. Approximately 8 billion people die. You know how many people are on the planet? Approximately 8 billion people. Because it's not just the initial strikes. It's not just Terminator 2 when everybody burns up. It's the nuclear winter that follows and the mass radiation that you cannot eradicate. So these people are absolute idiots. Why are they doing this? So that they hand Donald Trump, they want to hand him a mess because right now it's actually a very easy negotiation. I'm sorry to keep leaving this up, guys. I need that info that's on there. Slide one. And it's 9:18. Slide one. The reason why is they want, right now it's a very easy negotiation. Trump meets with Vladimir Putin, Volodymyr Zelensky. Very easy. Because Volodymyr Zelensky has lost every battle and has no chance of ever winning and has no threat to Russia. But if you give him these missiles, then at least he can possibly terrorize Russia. And it makes the negotiations more complicated. Well, some people will say, oh, Russia deserves to be tormented, deserves to be traumatized and terrorized. That's not our issue. It's a Slavic conflict. It's one authoritarian dictator. I mean, it's always amazing to hear Democrats talk about fighting for our ally in Ukraine. When has Ukraine ever been an ally? Were they an ally in World War II or were they Nazi collaborators? Nazi collaborators. They weren't an ally. They've never been an ally. Well, we're fighting for democracy. They're not a democracy. There's no opposition media to Volodymyr Zelensky. There's no opposition political parties to Volodymyr Zelensky. So how is it a democracy? And by the way, he eliminated all elections. How are we fighting for democracy? Anybody explain that to me? How's that any different than Russia, where they still actually have elections, although we know they're not real, but still. So again, this is like choosing between the mullahs of Iran and Saddam Hussein. So you want Khomeini or Hussein? Which one do you want? Who do you pick? You know what you do? You stay out of it. It's got nothing to do with us. Absolutely nothing to do with us. Zero. You give humanitarian aid where needed. That's it. And by the way, when we're $36 trillion in debt, we shouldn't be given all that much humanitarian aid either because it's not humanitarian aid. It's printed monopoly money. So why we're doing this is, again, this is to stick it to Donald Trump. Where is Joe Biden right now? He's down in the rainforest in Brazil. Who's making this decision? He's not here. All right, so I'm going to finally read this to you. Joe Biden authorized U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine for strikes inside of Russia. First video, I'm not going to show you the video. Biden is currently on a nature tour of the Amazon rainforest. I actually should have played that one. The second video, BlackRock confirming they pay for and control the president. BlackRock authorized, I'm not saying this is World War III. I'm not buying into that, just so everybody knows. I'm saying that what this is about is that, yes, are you treading on fire? Yes. I mean, yeah, you're poking the bear for sure here. But none of these people want, it's just like COVID-19. Did they release a transmissible virus that had a 99.9% survival rate or death rate? Survival rate, because they don't want to die. They just want to use fear to manipulate behavior. That's the same thing here. They don't want a nuclear war. Believe me, they don't. Biden knows if there's a nuclear war, he dies. The Biden administration, who's ever controlling that administration, we know it's Hussein Obama. But whether it's Rice or whether it's Ron Klain or Susan Rice, whoever, it doesn't matter. They know they're dead. They go to a bunker, but you're still dead. You may get 30 more days, but you're dead. Zuckerberg's building his bunker in Maui or wherever it is, in Hawaii, wherever he lives. Good luck. Go ahead. Build your bunker. The radiation nuclear winter clouds are going to fly over your house anyway. And then you'll just die, as Alex Jones said yesterday, with blood coming out of your eyes, coming out of your butt, coming out of your stomach, because that's what radiation does, is kills all your fast-producing cells, which means everything you die from the, microwave, you die from the inside out, the outside in. You die from the inside out. That's radiation poisoning. You're dead anyway. None of these people want to die. So BlackRock may be behind the scenes orchestrating certain things, which of course they are, because they're responsible. Again, who gets to build these missiles? Oh, no, Tom. No, that's Raytheon or Lockheed Martin. Yeah, they're owned by BlackRock. Why do the leftist globalists want Ukraine to be a NATO state? Because then NATO can only buy weaponry from approved NATO vendors. And all of their campaigns for all these politicians are funded by the military-industrial complex, the Lockheed Martins, the Honeywells, the Raytheons. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at now. Here we go. All right, next one. Colin Rugg tweet. Putin in September, if Ukraine uses U.S. long-range missiles to strike Russia, the United States is at war with Russia because Ukraine can't fire them. Only United States can fire these weapons. Ukraine doesn't have the ability to fire them. So it would be U.S. military or CIA personnel pushing the button, firing long-range ballistic missiles into Russia. Biden in November authorizes Ukraine to use U.S. long-range missiles to strike Russia. Here we are. That's today. That was as of last night. Wonder why they did it then. Because everyone was watching Sunday Night Football. Everyone was watching, well, they did around 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So everyone was watching football. And then you have Sunday Night Football. So everyone's sitting there talking about Patrick Mahomes. No, everyone's talking about the Buffalo Bills, whatever. By the way, guilty as charged. I just happened to be, before I went to bed, because I have no life, spent a couple hours on Twitter pulling up stuff for tonight. And I stumbled on it. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? I got it all from Alex Jones. And then we already had all this because we've already looked into it before, because they've already pseudo-approved them via the UK and via Germany. Just take the U.S. kept their hands off of it. You know what you want to do if you're the U.S.? Keep your hands off of it. Biden has just 2 months left in office. The decision comes after Secretary of State Antony Blinken said last week that the U.S. will rush every dollar of its disposal to Ukraine while Biden is still every dollar at its disposal. Sorry, to Ukraine while Biden is still in office. I think they've already tried to give him $8 billion or just send him another $8 billion. You do not, folks. This cannot happen. Hopefully, it doesn't. I'm not saying that there's going to be a global thermal nuclear war, if it happens. Because here's the thing. Vladimir Putin doesn't want to die either. Nobody wants to die. If there is a full-scale global thermal nuclear war, everybody's dead. You say, Tom, that's hyperbolic. Listen, so yeah, there'll be a few million people that live. Okay, that's the truth. Nobody's going to... And having a bunker or not, or your food supply, doesn't mean anything. By the way, I'm a prepper guy. I prep. I'm just saying. It doesn't matter how much you prep, because there is no way to survive radiation outside of the word of God. And you bind and you lose. All right, so where do all the globalists stand on this? Where do all the globalists stand? Alex Soros, this is great news. Oh, wow, the people who actually fund this war. People actually support this war. Wall Street Journal, breaking President Biden. Notice the date and time on all this. President Biden has for the first time authorized Ukrainian forces to use Western-made long-range weapons to strike inside Russia. Alex Soros, this is great news. Brian Krasenstein, this is great news. Go to the next one for me. Wall Street Apes video. Here's Matt Gaetz on this situation. Play for me.
I think that the reason we are as involved in Ukraine as we are is because Afghanistan wound down. And if we still had Afghanistan to launder money through, there probably wouldn't be the need for this type of excessive involvement in Ukraine. But I think we can look at Afghanistan and we can look at what's going on here and say what a lot of these defense contractors are pushing toward is how to have an extended kind of low yield war. Like if there's a way to stretch this thing out, turn it into a 20, 30 year kind of thing where there's a whole lot of money moving around and unaccountable pots and a lot of weapons getting bought. And then, oh man, the stockpiles. Well, we got to spend more money to reload those.
One.
Perfect summation. And there's a lot of other tenets to this also, but we'll go into that. But what the globalists want here is a low yield, long-term war. The only way to keep this a long-term war is to give Ukraine some ability to exact vengeance on Russia. They have no ability to win any battles. They've lost every single battle. They've lost every battle. So, and hundreds of thousands of men, and Russia has suffered some losses, but you're talking about 1 in 100. So the way to keep the military-industrial complex fed is to have a long-term, low-yield war, which is really what this is right now. This is basically one country dominating another country, and Ukraine is losing every battle. Side by side, that next one for me, guys, I'm just going to keep talking until you have it, because I want to show you. This is right here. It's an Illuminati bot video. International arms transfers. Now, look, where are all those arms coming from? We're an arms dealer? Yeah. I mean, folks, listen, we need to all drop all of our preconclusions about the United States of America. I'm as thoroughly pro-American as you possibly can be, but what I am is pro-constitutional republic that is the United States of America. That's not what the Democratic Party and Rhino Republicans, who are Democrats, who vote Democrat. John Bolton votes Democrat. Lindsey Graham votes Democrat. Mitt Romney votes Democrat. Almost every Republican actually votes Democrat, except for the ones that you actually hear about on programs like this. But that is us right there. Who else is dealing firearms like, dealing weapons like this? Who exactly are the arms dealers? It's really us. Nobody compares to us. Look at where they're all going. Well, look at that giant green wave. Little tiny trickle up to Canada. But look at that giant green wave heading into the European Union, i.e., Ukraine. You can just leave this up. Now, what Matt Gaetz was saying is that what the globalist leftists want is a low-yield, long-term war, because the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. Because the military-industrial complex funds them. And it's just more complicated. That's actually not complicated. It's a simple step-by-step process. You want Ukraine to be NATO, because then NATO has to use only approved NATO arms contractors. So they just, this just keeps going, because who owns all the NATO approved arms contractors? BlackRock. Where are most of those arms made? Right there. Look at it. Flowing out of the United States of America. And by the way, these are arms, the people who are making profits are the BlackRocks, the Raytheons, and the Lockheed Martins and the Honeywells. Yes, they're making the profits, but who's paying them? The countries that you see that flow going to are not paying them. Aaron, do you know who's paying them? We're paying them.
Yeah.
Because does Volodymyr Zelensky, so far he's gotten about $179 billion from us. Did he pay any of that? No, you and I have paid for that. You and I pay for it. $36 trillion in debt. We just crossed that threshold today. Every 100 days, we're putting another $1 trillion in debt. So they're profiting at our expense. It's almost just like when an NFL team goes into a city and the city builds their stadium for them. It's exactly what's going on. And then who gets all, the city builds the stadium for them, but who gets all the revenue? Who gets all the revenue from the stadium? The team. Same thing here. You have all of these defense contractors, the military industrial complex, making all of these sales. But the people that they're selling it to, the people that they're delivering the weapons to, don't buy it. You and I do, and then ship it to them. That's exactly what's going on here. This is not, it's a real war in the sense that people are being injured and killed. Yes, it's a real war. But other than that, it's not. It is to feed globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist sharks like Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi. Our country is not what any of us have thought that it was, unless you were, I'm looking at the man, I'm way behind on the chat. I don't know why this thing doesn't scroll. But anyway, there's a lot of you that are red-pilled long before I was. But most Americans, even patriots, true patriots voting for Trump 3 times, they have no idea what we really are. Everything that we see is a lie. That's why an outsider like Donald Trump is such a threat, that he comes in and exposes the lies. All right, I'm going to stay on this. Where does John Bolton stand on it? Here's an Ian Yeager video. Breaking, John Bolton says he approves the Biden administration's decision to approve first use of U.S. supported long-range missiles by Ukraine. Play for me.
Well, it's the right decision. I'm just worried it's too little too late. This should have happened 2 years ago, and it's emblematic of the sad reality that although the United States wasn't able to deter the Russian invasion, for this 2.5 years, Russia has largely deterred the United States and NATO from providing adequate assistance to Ukraine on a strategic basis.
Well, of course, first of all, going back to front, we couldn't deter it because we had Joe Biden in office. And then he dispatched who to go over there and talk to Volodymyr Zelensky and handle the situation? Kamala Harris. And then here's the thing, handle the situation. What I mean by that is actually facilitate the war, because this is exactly what Biden wants. Again, there are so many different tributaries to this river, so many different veins. Here's another one. The Biden family, and you have all sorts of veins to this. You want, you know, firefighter, arsonist, you get both ends of the deal, all those different things, but they just could do the Bidens. So Bidens with Privat Bank, corruption. Metabiota, corruption. Burisma, corruption. Where are all those entities? Inside of Ukraine. Privat Bank, Biden corruption. Metabiota, which was partially owned by Hunter Biden, is a bioweapons lab linked to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then, of course, Burisma paying Hunter Biden $83,000 a month for consultancy fees for a natural gas and fossil fuels company, of which Hunter Biden has no expertise. And then you have Joe Biden, of course, wanting to fire Victor Shulkin, the prosecutor looking into the various felonious activities of Hunter Biden inside of Ukraine. And then, of course, he gets fired, and Joe Biden uses $1 billion to extort Poroshenko to fire Victor Shulkin. So, yeah, it all has to be covered up. And there's a myriad of other things, and I don't like to get into them every time, but I feel compelled to do so people understand exactly what are the motives. There are no altruistic motives involved in senators supporting this war. They're either galactically stupid, they're stupid, they're criminal, or covering for their criminal friends, which makes them criminal. That's what's actually, there's no altruistic. Well, we're there to defend democracy. There is no democracy inside of Ukraine. None. There's no elections, no oppo media, no opposition parties. There is no democracy there. You have the Azov Nazi battalion inside of Ukraine, which is part of the problem with Luhansk and Donetsk. The breakout provinces are tired of being molested by legitimate, from World War II style, Nazis. Not skinhead, not the pansy boy skinhead American Nazi wannabes. These are actually heritage Nazis going all the way back to World War II, when Ukraine part and parcel sided with the Nazis. Now, they were also being starved by Stalin. You know who's more evil, Stalin or Hitler? It doesn't matter. You don't support either one. And then, of course, we couldn't. Of course, the United States wasn't going to detour Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, because he stays in office for forever, just waits for the next Democrat to be elected. When do our embassies ever get taken over when a Republican holds the presidency? No. All of our embassies, whether it was from Carter, whether it was Obama, and whether it was Biden, they only get taken, they only get relinquished. We only have people being flown off the roofs of our embassies when a Democrat's in charge, because they're spineless little worms. And they're not only spineless, they're collaborators. They're actually collaborating with the people that are taking over our embassies. Do you know that it was just found out this week that we're sending $29 million, it's either a day or a week, to the Taliban to this day in Afghanistan? Did you know that, Aaron? I didn't know that till yesterday. It's either $29 million a day or $29 million a week to the Taliban. After we gave them $86 billion worth of high-tech American military equipment, making them the 26th largest army overnight, just after Germany. Can you imagine that? We're sending them money to the people that went around raping and executing American assets inside of Afghanistan. And by the way, there's still stranded Americans there, just like there's still Hamas hostages. Hamas holding American hostages, I believe 7. So let's get back. Let's see what actually caused this war in Ukraine. We know, Tom, and I know this is nobody that's watching this podcast, it's a fight for democracy against the evil invader, Vladimir Putin. Is that really what happened? Well, let's look into this. Jeffrey Sachs explains how the U.S. and NATO provoked the war in Ukraine. It's an Elon Musk video. Play it for me.
Let me just explain in 2 minutes the Ukraine war. This is not an attack by Putin on Ukraine in the way that we are told every day. This started in 1990. James Baker III, our Secretary of State, said to Mikhail Gorbachev, NATO will not move one inch eastward if you agree to German unification. The U.S. then cheated on this, already starting in 1994, when Clinton signed off on a plan to expand NATO all the way to Ukraine. This is when the so-called neocons took power. The expansion of NATO started in 1999 with Poland, Hungary, and Czech Republic. Then the U.S. Led the bombing of Serbia in 1999. That was a use of NATO to bomb a European capital, Belgrade, 78 straight days to break the country apart. The Russians didn't like that very much. But even Putin started out pro-European, pro-American, actually asked maybe we should join NATO when there was still the idea of some kind of mutually respectful relationship. 9/11 came, then came Afghanistan, and the Russians said, yeah, we'll support you. We understand to root out terror. In 2002, the United States unilaterally walked out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty. What it did was trigger the U.S. putting in missile systems in Eastern Europe that Russia views as a dire, direct threat to national security by making possible a decapitation strike of missiles that are a few minutes away from Moscow. In 2004-05, we engaged in a soft regime change operation in Ukraine, the so-called first color revolution. But in 2009, Yanukovych won the election and he became president, and in 2010 on the basis of neutrality for Ukraine. So in February 22nd, 2014, the United States participated actively in the overthrow of Yanukovych. They intercepted a really ugly call between Victoria Nuland and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Piat, who's a senior State Department official till today. And they talked about regime change. So they made the new government. The U.S. then said, okay, now NATO's really going to enlarge. And Putin kept saying, stop. You promised no NATO enlargement. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, seven more countries in the not one inch eastward. On December 15, 2021, Putin put on the table a draft Russia-U.S. security agreement. The basis of it is no NATO enlargement. The special military operation started, and 5 days later, Zelensky says, okay, okay, neutrality. And then the United States and Britain said, no way. You guys fight on. We got your back. We don't have your front. You're all going to die. But we got your back. That's 600,000 deaths now of Ukrainians since Boris Johnson flew to Kyiv to tell them to be brave. Absolutely ghastly. We have to understand we're not dealing with, as we're told every day, with this madman like Hitler. This is complete bogus, fake history that is a purely PR narrative of the U.S. government. We're playing games here. So, God forbid, a nuclear power comes at us. I don't know what's going to happen. But we came at them.
We came at them. Does anybody believe this is actually a fight for democracy? Let's go over the timeline. 1990, going way back when, for those of you that can remember, Aaron wasn't born yet. I don't think anybody in this room was born yet other than me. How old are you, Brent? Were you born yet?
Yeah, I was 89.
89. No, Brent was 1 year old. Okay, I was a senior in college. So anyway, and I remember all this. The whole tear down the wall thing, all that. It was during Reagan, but here's there's a lot of negotiations even after all that. So with at the time, Mikhail Gorbachev, Bush's president at the time, says, you know what? Gorbachev says, I agree to German unification, no more East and West Germany. A lot of people don't remember that. Used to have the wall, East Berlin divided in half, East Germany, West Germany, and then you even had different teams, the Olympics, all the different things. But Gorbachev says, you know what? Okay, I agree to German unification as long as you promise me one thing. One thing, that's all they asked. I agreed. They're going to lose all that, basically all those countries back then. But other people don't remember the Iron Curtain. Poland was behind the Iron Curtain. What was Czechoslovakia was behind their Iron Curtain. East Germany, Hungary, all those countries when I was growing up were simply thought of as really West Russia. You didn't even delineate between Hungary and Russia, Poland and Russia, Czech Republic, which was Czechoslovakia at the time, and Russia, East Germany, Russia. You just thought they're all part of Russia, including Ukraine, part of Russia. That's what everybody thought, right? If you're, you know, I'm 56. If you grew up that way, that's the way that it was because they were all behind the Iron Curtain. But Gorbachev says, okay, I'm gonna give up Europe, which gave up East Germany, which for all intents and purposes, they won in World War II. And I'll give it up, and I agree to German unification, no East, no West anymore, but only if you will give me one thing, one concession, that you will not expand NATO eastward toward Russia. Wherever NATO is now, you don't need to shrink. You don't need to pull back. We can't stipulate what you're going to put on those lands, but do not move eastward. Did that happen? No. Right after that, Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic became part of NATO. Is that sticking to our agreement? All right, how would we like it? Aaron, chime in here. Brent, chime in here. Think about this. How would we like it if Mexico became a place where Russia could put their intercontinental ballistic missiles? I think we might have, if we said, you know what? Here's an agreement. Make sure that you never put your missiles, or you never, let's just call it the Russian Alliance, RA. Instead of NATO, we're asking you to never ever expand the Russian alliance toward us, and then they add Mexico and Canada. How would we like it?
Yeah.
How would we like it? We already got Cuba. We nearly got in World War III over Cuba. Which, by the way, the Chinese now have a military base there. Great job, Biden administration. Just fantastic job. But anyway, so how would we like? We wouldn't like it, but this is what we're doing to them. Oh. Tom's on Russia's side. I'm not. Listen, I'm. You know what side I'm on? Keep your word. That's the side that I'm on. If you said, you know, here's our agreement. If you will agree to the unification of Germany, then we agree that we will not expand Ukraine eastward. You know, like, Tom, you know, there's a lot of other things going on right now. You have the, you know, nominations, and you could show more great Gates videos. And I know that, folks. I think nuclear war is a little more important. Would everybody agree that maybe we're shooting Tomahawk missiles that can only be launched from an American military or CIA site, which will say that it was launched from Ukraine, but it wasn't, into Russia? And Russia says that if you ever even agree, by the way, it's not even Russia didn't say if you install them in Ukraine, it's if you agree to bring them to Ukraine. So Russia is right now technically has already thinks that they're in a war with us, according to Vladimir Putin's own words. So right after we make that promise to not expand eastward, we add eastward Poland, Hungary, and Czech Republic. And then Russia cools off and so tries to come back to the table and even suggests, you know, we'd like to be part of NATO. Did we do that? No. 2002, the United States, instead of adding Russia to NATO, walked out of our ballistic missile treaty that we all agreed to and moved missiles into Europe, violating our word once again. 2004 and 5, we did the first color revolution inside of Ukraine because we didn't like that Ukraine liked Russia. That's not allowed because, again, and I don't want to go down this wormhole every time, but there are powers that be that want there to be endless conflict in these Slavic countries so that the military industrial complex, you hear this from Julian Assange, can both launder money and make money. So that was the first one. 2004, 2005, we caused a color revolution inside of Ukraine, unseating the president. 2014 did the same thing again to Yanukovych because Yanukovych said, well, I'd like to normalize relationships with Russia. Can't do that because the Bidens have to cover their malfeasance. The Pelosis and the Romneys have to cover their malfeasance. You got Metabiota in there, and you got Burisma, and you got bioweapons labs there funded by the United States CIA and government. You have various CIA cutouts inside of Ukraine. We want Ukraine to be the first model of social credit systems and vaccine passports. So can't allow that. We can't have somebody, because did you ever notice that how many people died of the vaccine in Russia? I haven't seen any. Did they do a vaccine mandate in Russia? Weird, isn't it? You know, like Tom's in favor of Russia. No, you know what I'm in favor of? Populist nationalism, which they are in Russia. So they did another one. Then right after that color revolution, just seven more countries were added to NATO. Seven more countries. And then Vladimir Putin. Why is it that Putin gets called the devil all the time? But he's the one that keeps coming to the table. Comes to 2021, 3 years ago. And says, you know what? I'm ready for a new start. The thing that I always hate, and fresh starts, new beginnings. But anyway, I'm ready for a new agreement offered by Putin. Remember, he's massing all his troops. He says, you know what? I'll never invade if you promise me one thing, Volodymyr Zelensky. And this was orchestrated by the former prime minister of Israel. He's testified, who's a leftist, and testified to this publicly. I need one thing from you, that you will never join NATO. Volodymyr Zelensky agreed, and then Boris Johnson was dispatched to tell Volodymyr Zelensky to not agree. And like was said in the video, we've got your back, not your front, but we've got your back. All your people are going to die, but we got your back. What do they mean by they have their back? They need this war to cover up their own malfeasance and to make lots of money, as J.B. Pritzker's sister from Hyatt rebuilds Ukraine. The Bill and Melinda found Bill and Melinda, not Bill and Melinda Gates, the Hillary and Bill Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation rebuilds Ukraine. The IMF, already funded with $600 million by the United States government, rebuilds Ukraine. Ukraine is now, over the last 3 years, with 2022, 2 years, two plus years, is now receiving $179 billion from the United States in military aid. That's $179 billion for free to Ukraine, but in mass profits to the military-industrial complex, because in order for us to send weapons there, they have to be NATO-approved contractors. And that's why they want, again, Ukraine to be part of NATO. But we can only use, because we're part of NATO, so we have to use only NATO-approved contractors like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Honeywell. So everybody's making money while people are dying. Everybody's malfeasance is being covered while people are dying. Nobody knows about Privat Bank anymore. Nobody talks about Burisma anymore. Nobody talks about Metabiota being directly linked to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which created COVID-19, and Metabiota being a bioweapons lab itself. Nobody talks about this stuff anymore. And a lot of us, listen, we're caught up, even right now, we're caught up in the greatness of what happened on November 5th. And I'm still very happy about it. But this right here is more important than talking about appointments and nominations, because nuclear war, we're on the cusp of it. Richard video, how the U.S. organized a coup in Ukraine in 2014. A little bit more detail. Play for me.
What do you think?
I think we're in play. The Klitschko piece is obviously the complicated electron here, especially the announcement of him as deputy prime minister. And you've seen some of my notes on the troubles in the marriage right now. So we're trying to get a read really fast on where he is on this stuff. But I think your argument to him, which you'll need to make, I think that's the next phone call we want to set up, is exactly the one you made to Yacht. And I'm glad you sort of put him on the spot on where he fits in this scenario. And I'm very glad he said what he said in response.
Good. So I don't think Cleach should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you think, what in terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff. I'm just thinking in terms of sort of the process moving ahead, we want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Taniyuk and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
I just I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Cleach and Tony Book on the outside. He needs to be talking to them four times a week, you know. I just think Cleach going in, he's going to be at that level working for Yatsenyuk. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's, you know? I think that's right. Okay, good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
My understanding from that call, but you tell me, was that the big three were going into their own meeting and that Yats was going to offer in that context a three-way, you know, the three-plus-one conversation or three-plus-two with you. Is that not how you understood it?
No, I think, I mean, that's what he proposed, but I think just knowing the dynamic that's been with them where Klitschko has been the top dog, he's going to take a while to show up for whatever meeting they've got, and he's probably talking to his guys at this point, so I think you reaching out directly to him helps with the personality management among the three, and it gives you also a chance to move fast.
Imagine flipping the script. That was the horrendous phone call that was spoken of in the original video. Imagine flipping the script on that and people doing that with our government. That if you had foreign assets, foreign dignitaries, foreign leaders talking about orchestrating our next president, putting our next president in place. That's exactly what Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt were doing. Victoria Nuland, big and orchestrating the Ukraine impeachment hoax, which, man, I would love to get into that right now, but I'm not going to do it. But it's funny. I mean, it's just kind of funny how all these people, since she's married to another, like, CIA asset, I can't, no, like a man of someone in the CIA or something like that, I can't remember, but Victoria Nuland has been this deep state operative for, I mean, decades now, all with Democrats, of course, and then was part of orchestrating the Ukraine impeachment hoax against Donald Trump with his phone call to Volodymyr Zelensky. So I just wanted to show you that because, it's again, everything that we're told by our government outside of whenever Trump's running the show is a lie. Weapons of mass destruction from the Bush administration. Bold-faced lie. Everything about COVID, bold-faced lie. Everything about vaccines, bold-faced lies. Everything about the border, bold-faced lies. Everything about the economy, bold-faced lies. Everything about the crime rate, bold-faced lies. Everything about Afghanistan, bold-faced lies. Everything about Taiwan, the CCP, and the PLA, bold-faced lies. Everything about Ukraine, bold-faced lies. I have to show you this one. It's more fun than anything else. Juanita Broderick video. I just have to show you this interview. Mike Pence spouting off again about J6ers. But it shows Mike Pence talking about what his priorities are. Because who is Mike Pence? Of course, we know. We no longer need to use the term Judas. We don't need to use the term Benedict Arnold anymore. We just say Mike Pence. You got Mike Pence. Whenever someone's betrayed you, you can just say, Mike Pence'd me. So here's what Mike Pence thinks of the United States citizenry. Play it for me, Brent.
Along the way, the Biden administration has been slow in providing military support. Make no mistake about this. We promised them 33 Abrams tanks in January. I heard again 2 weeks ago in Ukraine, they still don't have them. We've been telling them we'll train their F-16 pilots, but now they're saying maybe January we'll let somebody transfer some jets.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. Have you? I know you're running for president. You are distressed. You are distressed that the Ukrainians don't have enough American tanks. Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Drive around. There's not one city that's gotten better in the United States. And it's visible. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. And yet, your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. Right. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. Tucker, I've heard that routine from you before, but that's not my concern. I'm running for president of the United States because I think this country's in a lot of trouble.
Vince says it twice. It's not my concern. The people of the United States who have been overridden by crime, inflation, inability to buy groceries, houses, and gas, that's not Mike Pence's concern. Mike Pence's concern is lining his own pockets and making himself famous. That's it. And we need to understand, that's why it's great to have a multi-billionaire in office, because he doesn't need them. Donald Trump is financing his own transition team for the first time in American history. That's what he said to the FBI. I don't need your background checks. I don't need you to check into any of these people. Don't need you to do any of your verifications. Screw you, FBI. Don't need you. Because the FBI is corrupt. And that, again, everything you hear coming out of the FBI, Christopher Wray's bold-faced lie. Everything you hear coming out of the CIA, bold-faced lie. Whether it's DHS, Alejandro Marcos, bold-faced lie. CDC, NIH, FDA, bold-faced lies. Everything we're being lied to. It's all, they all have their own political, personal, and financial motivations. Mike Pence is such a little cotton candy coward that he would never go against the Ukrainian narrative. Even if he knew the Ukrainian narrative was wrong, he'd never go against it because of his own personal political ramifications that he would have to suffer. So he's just going to toe the line because he doesn't want to suffer. He doesn't want to suffer the consequences of not towing the line, which is the very essence of cowardice. All right, off of Ukraine. Let's go to election fraud. Go to the next one for me, Brent. Nick Sorter tweet, breaking. California's 43. Does everybody know tomorrow is 2 weeks post-election? And we're still counting ballots. Explain that to me. I mean, help Aaron, help me. Can you think of anything? I mean, if it pops in your mind, Brent, you too, let me know. I mean, is there any reasonable justification that a first world country has not finished counting its ballots yet? And how is it even remotely feasible to not have finished counting ballots? And where would these ballots constantly be coming from 2 weeks after an election? Breaking, California's 45th congressional seat is now set to flip. Oh, initially the Republican won, but now 2 freaking weeks later, it's going to flip. As if the Democrats are manufacturing ballots in the dark of night in some smoke-filled back room using phantom ballot, phantom voter rolls. Wait, Tom, what do you mean phantom voter roll? They just make up names and put them on a voter roll, folks. We caught them in Arizona, 218,000 of them, where the Secretary of State lied under oath and said he didn't know who they were, and then was forced to surrender them. If you're forced to surrender them, then you know who they were. They just facilitate them. They can just make them up and register them to vote. Who would stop when if they don't require voter ID? Remember, Kamala Harris did not win one state that requires voter ID, and the only states she won were the ones that don't require voter ID. This needs to be a number one, outside of nuclear war, a number one priority of everybody on the right, or we're not going to win the next election. We've got to make sure it's a priority one. We did enough to win this one. And I had the four things. We did the four things. Enough of the election fraud machine was defeated, even in the dark of night, with the U-Haul showing up to try to drop off the fake ballots made from phantom voter rolls. Phantom voter rolls are simply this. When there's no ID required to register, no ID required to vote, then you can just add people to voter rolls, folks, and mail them a ballot. And really, you're probably mailing it. It's almost like, what are those rooms there where they got all those trolls and the people that are bots have got like 1,000 cell phones in front of them, like they found in China, whatever those, like robo, whatever.
Where they're like robocalling.
What do they call them, though? When the people are fake on the... fake followers and stuff.
Bots.
Oh, my man. Bots. They go to these bot rooms.
Yeah, bot
and
you'll
have one single person controlling 3,700 bot accounts. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They just register all these people to vote and then just manifest the ballots, manufacture these ballots in the middle of the night. This is what's been happening. The reason why they couldn't pull it off on November 5th, because of all of our early voting, they had no access to. They didn't know how many they needed to print. They didn't know how many they needed to manufacture at their bot store. You're like, Tom, this is also hyperbolic. It's not hyperbolic. Pull it up. Arizona, 218,000 of them registered via their DMV. None of them had any proof of citizenship, but were registered to vote through the DMV. And if you're not required to ever produce ID to register or vote, then why can't they just make up? Why can't they just endlessly register people to vote? They just caught, I can't remember what state it is, a mass voter registration scheme. Because you don't need any ID. There's no signature verification, no ID required on any stage, all the way from registering to voting. California's 45th congressional seat is now set to flip from Republican to Democrat after thousands of new ballots pour in. From where? How do they pour in? Where would they pour in from? We're 2 weeks out, folks. I pulled this up today. Where were they? Where? It's either today or yesterday. Where were they pouring from 2 weeks later? What source would that become? Aaron, help me. Help me. Help me understand.
Can't do it.
Where were they pouring from? And how can a first... You know that I believe that California is the fourth largest economy on the planet? Something like that? Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, something like that? They can't count all their ballots. And here in Florida, we're 23 million. They're 40 million. We had all of our ballots counted in an hour and 20 minutes. And here we are 2 weeks later, and ballots are pouring in. From where? Rep Michelle Steele. How could she even be so disgusting to participate in this? I won. You won after votes, ballots poured in 2 weeks after the election, and you're happy to take that seat, you whore. And I'd say that male or female, you political whore. That's how these people need to be talked to, by the way. Rep. Michelle Steele has been leading by thousands of votes until today. And Democrat challenger is now leading. Who's the whore? There he is. Oh, I mixed up the name. So the Michelle, not a whore. The whore is Derek Train. There's the whore. Right there. And then you're like, Tom, that's not very Christ-like. Listen, you know what you need to call a whore? A whore. If Derek's a whore and he's willing to take a seat that required ballots to pour in 2 weeks after the election, he's a whore. And she was winning this thing up till now when the ballots poured in 10, 12, 13 days after the election. Unbelievable. Go to the next one for me. Dave Wasserman tweet. Newly counted ballots. Look at the date, folks. Is today the 18th, Aaron?
Yeah.
2 days ago, the election was the 5th. 11 days after the election, new ballots counted. How are they newly counted? Where did they come from? How were they not counted on election? I'll give them a little time frame, which is ridiculous in and of itself, which I don't like to do. Why weren't they counted on day two? Day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day eight, nine, or 10. How in the world do new ballots get counted 11 days after the election? This isn't election month. It's election day. How can you even be a Democrat? How can you be so disgusting that you will take a seat like this when it takes obvious voter fraud and election fraud for you to be quote unquote elected? Newly counted ballots in Chicago continue to shrink Trump's popular vote lead. Today's additions, Harris got 21,000 of these new votes and Trump got 2. Shocking. And whenever these ballots manifest, it's always 90%+ for the Democrat and 1 or 2% for the Republican. And then like 3 or 4% for Jill Stein. Who, by the way, Hillary Clinton called, a Putin sympathizer and Russian sympathizer, Russian asset. Let's go to the border real quick. Greg Price tweet. The roommate of Lake and Riley's killer. Look at how this. Look at the horrible life that he lived once he came to the United States. So the roommate of Lake and Riley's killer, which means that Lake and Riley's killer was also doing everything the roommate was doing. The roommate of Lake and Riley's killer just testified during his trial that they went to the Roosevelt Hotel together in September of 2023 after being let in by the Biden administration. So Lake and Riley is dead because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, but they sleep like babies at night. In September of 2023, and received a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. Aaron, isn't it great that you and I, and Brent too, we funded Lake and Riley's murderer to go down and try to do a sexual assault on her when she wouldn't comply, bashed her head in. You and I paid for the whole thing. Isn't that great? Not only do we pay for her flight there, I mean, for both of their flights there, the killer and his roommate, we also pay for the Roosevelt Hotel. And we also paid for wherever he stayed prior to the Roosevelt Hotel because he crossed somewhere on the southern border. Roosevelt Hotel is in downtown New York, so we paid for his flight there too. So we are actually paying for to the place of facilitating the murders and rapes of our own citizens. How can you ever be a freaking Democrat is beyond me. It really is beyond me. Your government, Greg Price, flew an illegal gang member to Georgia with your money, where he then proceeded to brutally murder an innocent girl. Him, he went out trolling for women, and he tried to rape her. She resisted, and he bashed her head in with a rock. somebody's child. There he is, right there in that picture. Disgusting. All right, let me show you this. Here's how the Democrats stand on the border. This is Katie Hobbs, the fraudulent election winner of the 2022 gubernatorial race in Arizona. So she is the fake, fraudulently elected governor of the state of Arizona. In the video, she states that law enforcement cannot be diverted. She's saying law enforcement cannot be diverted from trafficking and smuggling operations to help deport illegals. And then we'll get into it. Play for me.
When hearing about the Trump administration's plans for border security, the emphasis really is on this mass deportation. What we saw here today is the actual work happening at our ports of entry that are interdicting drugs, keeping those drugs off our streets. And we need more of that to secure the border here.
As you know, Trump has promised that he would carry out mass deportations on day one of his presidency. Your state is estimated to have 250,000 undocumented immigrants. Some Democrats in your state, like Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallegos, say that she wouldn't allow police to be used to carry out this plan. Would you, as governor, allow state police and National Guard to carry out mass deportations?
We will not be participating in misguided efforts that harm our communities, and I've been incredibly clear about that.
So you disagree with mass deportations and the fact that the president-elect says that's what he's going to be working on day one?
Well, I think that those efforts are going to divert needed resources that we need here on these drug interdiction and smuggling and trafficking efforts to keep harm out of our communities. We need those resources here. And coming here today and seeing this operation firsthand just underscores that working in partnership here is how we can best secure the border.
What would worry you the most, Governor, about mass deportations?
Well, I think the diversion of law enforcement from the work that they do every day to keep our communities safe. People hiding in fear. We saw that under previous state policies here, and it harms communities. It tears families apart, and that's not going to happen on my watch.
Now, you notice, of course, she's bumbling and stumbling around because she knows she's a stupid human being, but she's not stupid enough to not realize she's making a completely nonsensical argument where she's saying, we don't want to pull our local law enforcement, state and local law enforcement, to help the CBP when Tom Holman takes over to deport all these people. We can't help because we need them in illegal migration caused drug trafficking operations, i.e. it cannot be diverted from trafficking and smuggling operations. If they're deported, there is no trafficking and smuggling operations. How does that make any sense to this woman? It doesn't, but she's so devoid of all human dignity and integrity that she's willing to do an absolutely abjectly idiotic statement in front of all the media. She's willing to give an idiotic statement, a nonsensical statement, just to make sure. It's just like putting on a mask. I'm going to do something completely and totally nonsensical and illogical so that you know where my loyalties lie. So here she is. We can't help the federal deportation of illegal immigrants because with our local law enforcement, because we need them. We need them to be working on trafficking and smuggling operations that wouldn't exist if you deported them. So why not just help them deport these people so that there is no trafficking and smuggling operations? And she talks about people hiding in fear. Aaron said it. They should be hiding in fear. And she talks about anything that harms our community. Illegals are not part of the community. You can't be part of the community if you're not a citizen of the community, of the United States of America. You can't be a part of an American town when you're not an American citizen, unless you are here legally under some green card or whatever it may be. And speaking of that, go to the next one for me. This is hysterical. I didn't know this. Riley Gaines tweet, my husband, her husband, moved to America from England for college 6 years ago. We've been married for 2.5 years. He still can't get his green card because he won't get the vaccination.
Yep.
Nobody needs to get the vaccination. You should have gone through the southern border. You don't need to get a vaccination if you go through the southern border. He can't get his green card because he refuses to take a vaccination against a 99.997% survival virus. It's as if they have ulterior motives for you to get injected with that clot shot, nanolipid particle shot, S-spike protein shot, gene manipulating, gene altering to the place of your own body producing the S-spike protein shot. He doesn't want to get that shot, so he can't get a green card. He's already married to a United States citizen. I don't get it. So you can go through the southern, you go illegally into this country. You come into this country illegally, no shot required for you. If you do, allegedly these people are such, it's almost as if their entire motivation behind getting people vaccinated is completely and totally political. Because it politically benefits them to flood our country with illegals that they can register through DMVs and through the last four digits of a social security number to vote. They can register them to vote that way. So they facilitate them quickly. Don't worry. I thought this COVID thing was this existential threat to life. Well, don't worry about that. We need to register to vote. But if it doesn't politically benefit them for somebody to get a vaccination, then you have to get the vaccination. So if it politically benefits them to force you to get the vaccination, they'll force you. If it politically benefits them to not force you, then they don't force you. So obviously, Riley Gaines's husband, probably obviously a right winger, it certainly doesn't benefit them to allow him into this country, so they find a way to use the vaccination to keep him out of the country. I mean, that I didn't know. I mean, that's unbelievable. All right, let's move on. I have to put up some deep state stuff here because I want to congratulate us. You know, again, everything our in touch. Listen, the bones of our country, those Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, those dry bones of this country are real. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, our founding fathers, a constitutional republic, understand, love all of that. But our country right now is a globalist. And I agree with one of the, I can't remember his name, but the politician who says, don't call it a swamp because the DC swamp, because swamps are actually good things and natural things. The cesspool is what it is. We are a CCP, globalist, WEF, Klaus Schwab, Xi Jinping, Bank of London, controlled, feces-ridden, feces-floating cesspool. That's what we are right now. Whether it's the persecution via prosecution, State Department and DOJ, or any other part of the government. That's what we are right now. Those are the facts. And we have to acknowledge our accomplishments because the Pentagon, the DOD, Department of Defense, has failed its seventh straight audit. 7 years in a row, at least $1 trillion is missing. We have no idea where it is. $1 trillion. Does everybody realize what a trillion is? It's 1,000 billions. A billion is 1,000 millions. And somehow the military can't track $1 trillion. That's why we spend $90,000 on a bag of rivets. Why do we put up with this? Because what happens is we elect the safe person. Who has the best chance of winning? That Republican, you know what? He's got gravitas. He's been in D.C. for years. He's going to win. He says, what's the point of electing a Republican who's going to legislate as a Democrat? You might as well try to elect the legit constitutional Republican, the legit conservative. You might as well try to elect him, because if he loses, you end up with a Democrat. If you have the rhino Republican and he wins, you end up with a Democrat. So you might as well try to elect a legitimate conservative, because you end up, if he loses, in the same state anyway. What's the point? That's why we end up with a DOD, Department of Defense, that has failed seven straight audits. Seven straight. Here's Mike Benz. Make sure you subscribe to him on X. Play for me, Brent.
The Pentagon is a $35 trillion accounting black hole. $35 trillion. Okay? The Pentagon has lost more money than the entire gross domestic product of the United States. One federal agency, the Pentagon, has lost more money than the entire country brings in. Process that.
Yeah, let's process it, shall we? $35 trillion gone. I way underestimated it. They're losing $5 trillion. Listen, it's on their seven audits in a row they've lost. I don't know what the average that they couldn't find every time, but it's a total of $35 trillion. That's out in the wind. More than the entire GDP of the United States. You're like, Tom, no, I thought we brought in 6.8. No, no. Our budget's 6.8 trillion per year. We bring in 4 to 5 trillion per year in tax dollars, in tax revenue. Our entire GDP is what everybody in the United States makes together cumulatively. The military's lost more than our entire GDP. Gone. This is the government. These are the experts. These are the people that get elected over and over again. These are the people that say that Pete Hegseth does not qualify to lead this organization. John Bolton, all the rest of them, they've lost $35 trillion. Mark, White Rage Billy, CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, Lloyd Austin, and all the rest of the idiots, $35 trillion. Lloyd Austin would say, Pete Hegseth does not qualify. What qualifies Lloyd Austin? All these experts that have launched us into $36 trillion in debt and a lost $35 trillion? They've lost $35 trillion. Go to the next one for me. Ian Yeager tweet, just showing you, I call this the deep state section of the show. The Department of Education just failed its third consecutive audit. How in the world? I mean, I'm telling you right now, ask yourself, if you, I don't mean to pick on, maybe I'll pick a different restaurant. Denny's. If you were managing Denny's and there was a $1,500 missing, you'd be fired. Where did that $1,500 go? Say it was $1,500 in 6 months, but it was always on your shift. Where did that go? You couldn't explain it as manager. They'll fire you. I'm telling you, they'll absolutely fire you. But our military can have $35 trillion worth of missing money and fail seven consecutive audits. And now the Department of Education, that I hope Trump totally and completely abolishes, fails its third consecutive audit. All right, go to the next one for me. Weird Wall Street. Yeah, here we are. Wall Street Apes video. Here are all the experts. A look at the IRS. Play it for me.
Do you guys remember this administration hiring tens of thousands of IRS workers so that they can come after us for back taxes and audits to try to generate more revenue for the country? Only to find out from 2021 to 2023, there's almost 6,000 IRS workers that owe about $50 million in back taxes. You hired these people to come after us and your own employees owe $50 million? Ain't that about a... Oh, it gets better. Hold on. And even though the IRS has the ability to fire these people because they owe back taxes, only 20 of them have been fired. And look at this. You're telling me that some of these people have had misconduct, sexual misconduct, inability to perform duties, and 282 of them have been rehired? You're coming after us when your own house is a mess? I can't wait for Trump to start cleaning house. This is absolutely ridiculous.
This is a quick look at the numbers here from Wall Street Apes. From 2021 to 2023, almost 6,000 IRS workers owe a 6,000 IRS workers, the people who put you in federal prison if you don't pay your taxes, owe a total of $50 million. The same people prosecuting Donald Trump for an alleged payment out of his personal finances of $130,000 to Stormy Daniels, $17 million of taxpayer $17 million of taxpayer dollars have been used to cover their own sexual malfeasance. At least Donald Trump, I'm not saying he actually did, but just saying that he had an affair with Stormy Daniels, although she publicly said that he didn't, signed basically... well, put out a public memo, signed a statement saying that she didn't, but just say he did. At least Donald Trump pays for his own indiscretions with his own money and then gets prosecuted for it. I could spend 30 minutes on that. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, so I mean, you think about it. Donald Trump pays for his own indiscretions, $130,000. But for the sexual indiscretions, the harassment and sexual assaults of congressmen and women, we pay for it to the tune of $17 million. And the IRS workers, so the people hunting down Donald Trump, do the same things themselves. They actually do them. He didn't do it. But they do the same things they're accusing him of and then use our taxpayer dollars to fund their attorneys and defenses. Yeah, leave that up for me, Aaron. So anyway, so from 2021 to 2023, almost 6,000 IRS workers owe a total of $50 million in back taxes. But they're coming after you. The IRS has the ability to fire them for this, but only 20 have been fired. Additional charges of the 6,000 IRS agents include sexual misconduct, and inability to perform duties. Of these criminals with these charges, 282 of the 6,000 of them have been rehired. So they fire them for sexual misconduct, not paying taxes to the tune of $50 million, and then rehire them. They fire 282 and then rehire 282, but they won't rehire aviation experts, weapons experts that they fired from the military for not taking a vaccine to prevent them from getting a virus that's a 99.997% survivability rate. And they won't take a vaccine that will probably cause them to die. They refuse to take that and they lose their jobs. All right, Aaron sent me fiscal year 2025 budget. This is for Department of Education?
Yeah.
All right, did you get the IRS too?
Yep.
Right, okay. Oh, man, you're the man. You're the man. So since we're covering the Department of Education failed its third consecutive audit, here's their budget request for 2025. Get ready. You ready? 82.4. What do you think it is? Bill or mil? Billion dollars in discretionary funding for the Department of Education. 3.1 billion for 4.0% increase from 2024. They got a 4% increase. $3 billion. $3 billion, folks. Let me just ask you, what have you ever gotten out of that $82.4 billion spent on the Department of Education? What did you get from that? Nothing. The IRS budget, 2025 budget is $12.3 billion. So that they can have employees that refuse to pay their taxes. They have 6,000 of them that refuse to pay their taxes for a total of $50 billion, as well as part of those 6,000 people have sexual misconduct charges, and inability to perform duties charges. And then they rehire the 282 they actually fired. Here's another person that needs to be fired. Wall Street Mav video. Woke generals like Space Force Lieutenant General Deanna Burt needs to be retired. Play it for me.
Since January of this year, more than 400 anti-LGBTQ+ laws have been introduced at the state level. That number is rising and demonstrates a trend that could be dangerous for service members, their families, and the readiness of the force as a whole. When I look at potential candidates, say for squadron command, I strive to match the right person to the right job. I consider their job performance and relevant experience first. However, I also look at their personal circumstances, and their family is also an important factor. If a good match for a job does not feel safe being themselves and performing at their highest potential at a given location, or if their family could be denied critical health care due to the laws in that state, I am compelled to consider a different candidate and perhaps less qualified. Those barriers are a threat to our readiness, and they have a direct correlation to the resiliency and well-being of our most important operational advantage.
So she somehow manages to somehow erroneously illustrate how it's to our benefit for her to hire people who are transitioning from male to female or female to male. Somehow that makes us a stronger military, according to Deanna Burt over here. It makes us a stronger military to have non-deployable soldiers. Because again, according to Pete Hegseth, when somebody's having to take transition medication, that makes you non-deployable. If you have an inhaler, you're non-deployable. If you have a dental situation, You're non-deployable. But somebody who's transitioning, so they just got their, they're a woman transitioning into a man. So they got their, they got all their skin removed out of their forearm, and they have that phallic smelling, rotting phallic symbol sewed on to their pelvic region. That's never will be a penis ever. Just like all the inverted vaginas will never be vaginas. That person with that sewed on dong, not deployable. What do you think that, what do you think the first thing the Taliban would do when they catch this woman with a sewed on dong? Ultimate torture. Take it off.
They'd smell them coming.
Yeah, they say you smell the rotting flesh coming. But this woman somehow manages to weave this nonsensical thread of lies, saying, you know what? It really benefits the military for us to have, for us to have transitioning transgender soldiers in place. Yeah, right. Trying to think of where I want to end. You know, skip that next one. It's too long. I'll do that one later. Go to End Wokeness video. I have to, yeah, skip that one. Go to the next one. End Wokeness video. This is, I just have to show you this. It'll make sense at the end, but I'm going to give you the preview of it. I want you to listen to this dip squat moron. This is the governor of the state of New York. I'm saving you 40% quote, Hochul. I'm saving you 40% since the toll will be $9 instead of $15. Listen to this now, because I want you to see this through this lens, the correct lens. She's saying, now, the current toll is $0. They call it a congestion toll so they can control your movement. So you have to pay a toll to drive into New York City because there's too many cars there. It was going to be $15. She considers that to be too expensive. So she's made it $9. So she's claiming to now have saved you money. It's currently none. And now you have to pay $9 a day. Aaron, what's 9 times 365? Find that out for me whenever you can.
$3,285.
$3,285?
Yeah.
So she's saying that she's costing you $3,285, but she's saving you money. Currently, you don't pay anything. Now you're going to pay $3,200, and she claims she's saving you money. Play for me.
During this process, from day one, I have made affordability for New York families a top priority. I always have, and I always will, fight to put more money in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers. That's why, back in June, I stood up on behalf of hardworking families and simply said no. No to a new $15 congestion toll that at that particular time was just too much. Too many people were worrying about high costs, groceries, rent, childcare. These are real challenges for our families. And launching a toll that high really would have hurt a working mom or working dad trying to make ends meet, especially someone driving in from a transportation desert or far from outside the center of the city. As governor, it is my job to make decisions that take into account the needs of all working New Yorkers. So I made the decision to put the congestion pricing program on pause while we devise a different path forward. State law requires that congestion pricing simultaneously raise money for the MTA and drive down traffic congestion. These are important priorities.
I'm not going to torture you any longer by making you watch her read off of a teleprompter. And obviously the teleprompter was going too slow. So but she's too stupid. Listen, I don't read off a squat and I'm able to talk. I'm only supposed to be talking for an hour. And I keep going an hour and a half. But I can sit here and talk the whole time without a teleprompter. I'm not saying I talk flawlessly. But I can talk to you about basically anything without a teleprompter. She's so stupid that she has to stay on a teleprompter even when they're advancing. It's too slow. So she's like stuck in the mud. Speak, woman. So Hochul, I'm saving you 40% since the toll was going to be $15, and I'm only making it $9, but it's currently $0, and I'm saving you 40%. That is DC thinking. And by the way, Aaron brought this up. All we end up doing is we're always mirroring these other countries. These other countries who work. Why would you ever imitate somebody who needs you to defend them? Why? Why would you? Why would you ever imitate? Would you, if you wanted to be rich, would you imitate the poor? If you wanted to be muscular, would you imitate a wimp? If you wanted to be a great fighter, would you imitate a coward? Why do we imitate people who are far beneath us? And by the way, I mean it, beneath us. Because Great Britain has been doing these, according to Aaron, these Great Britain has been doing these congestion taxes for decades. Australia won't allow Candace Owens into the country because she might cause some political upheaval. In other words, not even political upheaval. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about some political overthrow. What it is, I'm trying to think of the exact verbiage. Let me see if I got it here. Candace Owens has been barred from entering Australia from Malcolm Roberts. I'm trying to think of how the verbiage that they use. It's hysterical. Because she might cause people to have their feelings hurt, basically. It's because I can't write. I don't speak the language. It's ridiculous language. But they're barring her from entering into Australia because she's going to cause people to get worked up. Because they're going to hear opinions that differ from them. And why do we always imitate these countries that require us to defend them? The UK has been living under the shelter of the United States wing for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years now. Oh, thank you, Aaron. There it is. Candace Owens, Aaron got it for me, has been banned from entering the country of Australia. Banned from getting a visa to enter into the country because she has the capacity to incite discord. Why do we ever imitate these people? Let me show you this nominee real quick. Can't believe it's 10:33. Johnny Mac. You're right. Here's Sean Duffy. Just got elected. I mean, just got nominated for Secretary of Transportation. Go to the next one for me. Here's what it would be replacing. Thank God that Trump got elected. That we don't have to look at these absolutely ridiculous pictures anymore. I'd go on. I'm full of it tonight, but it's 10:33. That's good. A Rumble Rants tonight, Nude Monk, $50. Black Pit Bull Art, $20. Thank you. Natsua, $99, $20. Tammy L. Margriter, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, $10. Thank you guys so much in the Rumble Rants. Thank you guys for watching. Like and share. 1,036 people watching us right now. Really do appreciate each and every one of you. We broke 700 2 weeks in a row watching online, watching Foundation Church online. Really appreciate that. Got to have a church. We love Trump, but he's not our Savior. Jesus is our Savior. You have to receive him as Savior and Lord, or you're always going to be missing something. Trust me in that. Saw great stuff coming out of John Jones. Listen, great, great post game tonight. Stick around for it. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. It's really, really awesome. You'll love it. Finish is strong. It's almost all positive. It's good stuff. Love you guys. Appreciate you. I'll miss you till tomorrow. See you tomorrow night, 9:00. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village? By giving them 5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it. Because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.